The College Football Experience Week 4 preview and picks. You know, as far as our draft as well episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pickup for a chance to win 100 times the amount of money you can enter in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, UFL, golf, and more. Sign up today at Underdog Fantasy using that promo code TCESGPN to get 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Naira Bets. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus with the promo code SGPN25. Just go to NairaBets.com/SGPN25. And remember, as always, folks, to let it ride. All right, we are back on the B side of the College Football Experience Week 4 preview. Patty C had just previously played UCLA at LSU. Go check out our other picks. And we also talked a lot about the transfer portal, a couple coaching hires, and the 12-team college football playoff at the beginning of the episode. So go check that out. NC Nick, you are on the clock. Where are you taking us?
Well, first shout out to Figure It Out in the chat, who's dropping some of his favorite games. I'm not going to go any of those. We already played WVU Kansas, but I'm not going to play the other two. You guys are playing your G5 games. I'm going to play mine. And especially if I see App State playing a weekday game, sign me up. South Alabama at App State Thursday night. These two teams have been, you know, one of the best in the East, one of the best in the West. I mean, there's no reason why this isn't a fun game Thursday night by itself. I mean, what are you going to do? Watch the NFL? No, you're going to watch Sunbelt, baby.
Weeknight Nick even strikes
though,
again.
Even though App State's got a 4-1 all-time series lead against South Alabama, they will be coming
5-1.
And they will be coming off a loss in Greenville. So they have it's a statement game.
If I can, Colby, this is probably a good time to show what just showed up in the mail today.
Oh, look at this. Look at this over here. Look at that. Hold on, Nick. Hang that there. I'm going to zoom out of this for a second. Hang on. We're going to go back to this. Show it. Get it in there. Boom. Look at that. Armani Edwards against Michigan.
That is fucking
that
gorgeous.
That is fire. That's that
look
play.
At the attention to detail in the, like the face mask.
There you
fucking
go.
Fucking beautiful. This guy does fine work, Colby. I don't know if you want to plug him or not, but
that's like the new starting lineup right there.
I will plug him because my buddy did this. Shout out to ECU grad, by the way, Adam Smith. He also did my Jeff Blake one. Folks,
he did App State. He reps the ops.
And look, I don't know, Weehawk, if you'd want that, I'm sure he could hook you up with Western Carolina as well.
There you go.
Or JMU, he can get you a Scott Norwood one.
a little one bar face mask, maybe.
Damn right.
South Alabama at App State. Patty, see your thoughts.
Well, I mean, am I going to be super?
These scores have been ass whoopings, though, Nick. So the one time South Alabama got them was App State's first year in the FBS. South Alabama beat them 47-21. Since then, App State went there the next year to Mobile, won 34-27. That was a one score game. But after that, 52-7, 30-3, and 31-7. Whoo! Will South Alabama score more than a touchdown in this game?
I'm actually kind of surprised it's been that lopsided because South Bama's been pretty damn good the last couple of years.
That's true.
But they don't play every year.
Yeah,
they don't play every year though.
Yeah.
I mean, not only do they not, you're just trying to get App State on here. Let's be honest. This game sucks.
Well, it doesn't suck, and it's Thursday night by itself. Are you going to watch whatever game you play next? The whole game, like you're going to watch the whole game Thursday night.
That's true. I will be watching this game.
Oh, and how about that news of Jacksonville State hosting Coastal Carolina week one?
Yes.
Moved to Thursday night. So Thursday night
beautiful.
Now we got
beautiful.
We got Colorado, North Dakota State, North Carolina,
Bison
Minnesota,
Fest and Cockfest.
And then the
North Carolina.
Then you got the real Cockfest. That's right. Bison Fest and Cockfest.
Boom.
What are you doing? I like it. I mean, I could play a couple of better ones, but I mean, I guess I'll have the opportunity to play them. Well, you know, it's not that I want to say this is a real rivalry game. It's not. It's really not. But it's an introduction to me back to where it should be. My Buffs are hosting the Baylor Bears. All right. And this is an old Big 12 game. What are you talking about? This is an old Big 12 game here.
They've played for a few years. It's not like they have a storied history.
First off, they played since the 50s. All right. And Colorado does have a 9-7 all-time lead.
Oh, 9-7. They've played 16 games.
Well, they were in the same conference. To me, it's familiarity though. Like when they're playing, like I don't get excited for this game as far as like historically, but it means we're home. We're back in the Big 12 / Big 8 or whatever. It's the first game too. This is like the first game.
It's your first game as a Big 12 member again?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Get your bullshit out of here. I will play these Big 12 schools. And every game, like we said, primetime is a tornado of attention.
Yeah.
So every game is appealing when you have the four-toed head coach, right, or whatever. But three-toed, whatever. Your thoughts, Patty C.
I mean, look, I think a lot of people are, you know, obviously the Shedeur Sanders taking a shit on Xavier, whatever the guy's last
Smith,
yeah, who's a safety, calling him mid, right?
Well, hold on. Can I talk about that for a second? What happened is the Athletic dropped a piece about all the players that transferred.
Yeah,
and they got a bunch of them talk shit about Deion, saying that he didn't, you know, get to know him and give them a real fair chance. Now that story was written by a Nebraska grad. So I think
it's not at all far fetched.
True, but it's also written by a Nebraska fucking grad.
Yeah. Also, you have to take that with a grain of salt.
How many players are on the roster does the head coach get to know, like the third string DB? No. Nowhere in big time college football does that happen.
And I mean, we just touched on Florida State. There's a bunch of these teams when you come and you send out your whole fucking team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dude,
before the transfer portal, it took our coach at JMU. I don't think he ever remembered my name. He was just like, hey, number 13, fuck you. Good play or fuck you.
He didn't get to know me. He didn't give me a chance.
Yeah. It honestly pissed me off a little bit, but like, whatever.
Well,
you know,
get to know you. Play better.
Be better. Make him get to know you.
Eat that burrito.
Eat it in his face. Give him something to remember you by.
You know what? I work for a big corporation. The CEO of my company has no idea who the fuck I am. Okay. Am I crying to mommy and daddy?
What does he say at Christmas vacation? He calls him not Griswold. He's like Greaseball or something like that, right? And then he says, "It's little people like you who make the difference." Oh man, but I'm sorry. I think Baylor, Colorado is interesting. Nick,
I mean, the only thing that's saving you is Deion, Coach Prime. Because if it was without Coach Prime,
and the potential top pick in the NFL draft next year,
two picks.
Yeah, sure. That helps too. I mean, if it was a couple years ago and Coach Prime wasn't there, then this game would have Patty C snooze fest all over it. It would be one of those expansion games, which I'm not really interested in. But to your point, Colby, Coach Prime brings eyeballs to everything he does, and every game they play is interesting. So I can't really argue against any game at this point. It's wide open.
All right. And the other thing is Baylor is what? 3 years removed from a Sugar Bowl appearance, a number five finish in the nation under the coach they currently have. Yes, they've trended down both of the past 2 years, but I believe Baylor has come up in short order on several occasions over the past decade and a half. They could do it again. They have that athletic department is super rich and powerful at private school in Texas, and Colorado could take a huge step forward. This game could have Big 12 championship potential.
Well, at the same time, if we're talking, you know, shit about it, then what's the total wins between these two teams? Seven
this year
or no this last year? Last year. Baylor won three, Colorado won four. Surprisingly, Colorado won more games than Baylor last year.
Well, yeah, Baylor's always a wild card.
So you have that against you. I actually think there's a better Big 12 game out there.
It's
on your graphic.
No, of course, but I think this one is more appealing to the masses. I think as far as for me too, as a Colorado fan, obviously, Patty C's playing JMU in the fifth game,
like you say, prime time.
You played ECU in the sixth
against the Flaming Libs. The culture clash is sellable. You can sell it.
Let me ask you this: does prime time make Folsom Field a kind of prime time location now?
Definitely.
You think it changes Folsom Field itself? It's not just the team.
Folsom Field's always been one of the best stadiums in America.
But does it? Yeah. Do people start to be like, "Oh shit, the game's at Folsom Field"? That didn't happen last year, but maybe this year it does.
I don't know. I mean, you had everyone there, dude. You had fucking like Lil Wayne and fucking Terrell Owens.
It was
Owens
a great
and,
scene, yeah. but the name hadn't come back to where it was. Folsom Field, like you said, used to be a fucking intimidating place to play.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
We coming.
We'll see. We coming.
All right, now we're jumping
back. I guess Colorado had two home wins and two road wins, so it wasn't that much of a difference. So, okay, never mind. Go ahead, Colby.
Patty C, you're on the clock. Where are you taking us?
Got me flat-footed here. I'm just going to go to the top of the win total board and take a look there because there's usually pretty good games there. A couple that I'm interested lower than this, but there is upset potential here. But you said Miami, Ohio got raided, right?
No, Ohio got raided.
Ohio got raided. All right, well, then I'm going to play this one. Miami, Ohio goes to Notre Dame. I don't know. I mean, this week kind of sucks.
Hold on. I can help sell this for you.
What else? What other game is
I can sell this for you. Chuck Martin, their head coach, former Notre Dame offensive coordinator under Brian Kelly.
Okay. Not that big of a selling point, but you tried.
Just trying to help.
Look, what we're talking about is Miami, Ohio, who won the MAC last year.
Won the MAC, and Gabbert's back for his 75th year.
Notre Dame, who has had struggles against MAC teams frequently last year, even in the past few years, even in South Bend.
Lost to Marshall, also Sun Belt team, former MAC team.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Group of five, Notre Dame is not immune to taking.
This would be one of the best wins of the season if this happened.
This would put Marcus Freeman on the hot seat, I think. And Miami, Ohio is good enough to go in there and get a win.
They're going to put this on like Peacock, though, so no one's going to watch this fucking game. NC Nick, your thoughts on Miami, Ohio at Notre Dame?
It really wasn't on my list. I think Patty C is still going by the theory that he has to have at least one G5 team in every game he picks. He still tried to push that narrative.
I'm not TMZ Pat anymore, guys. I changed.
Georgia Tech Louisville is fucking enthralling me.
Two bowl teams.
Yeah, and that was they had a fantastic game last year.
This week sucks. This week kind of sucks. All right.
Maybe Miami of Ohio keeps it close. I mean, Marshall won at Notre Dame a couple years ago. So
Toledo should have won. Toledo blew a lead with like 30 seconds left. So maybe let's go.
I don't know. It's all we got left.
I like it.
And there's 17 more or 16 more we got to get through.
All right, folks, I want to tell you that you're listening to the College Football Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. And Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And it's playoff season. Yes, playoffs. That's right. Make sure to tune in all week to the NBA Gambling Podcast and the Hockey Gambling Podcast, which is our NHL podcast, for episodes to get you locked in on the exciting playoff action that's going on currently. Also, it's Derby week. So you know what that means, folks. Get on over, check out the Sports Gambling Podcast, tune in, and as the guys get ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, check them out. Oh, the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. All right, we are back on the College Football Experience, and NC Nick, you are on the clock.
Let's go to that Big 12 game, which I think is better than Baylor, Colorado, Kansas State at BYU. I realize BYU wasn't very good last year. They only won five games, but four of those games were at home. BYU in Provo is always, always dangerous. And Kansas State is one of those teams, a favorite to win the Big 12. They damn sure better watch out for this road trip here. And that's why, I mean, I think this game has more national implications in Baylor, Colorado. I think it's a fun game.
It's a good play.
It is. I mean, it's definitely arguable. But I'll say this: BYU got burnt by buying into Keaton Slovis. You should have known he would only play three games in every stop he's been in his life. All right.
They like older, slow, unmobile white quarterbacks.
I don't know, because they went out in the portal. They got Jerry Bohannon, former Baylor and South Florida starting quarterback.
Well, Jaren Hall worked pretty well for him.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe. All right. And they brought in Trayson Bourget from Western Michigan and McKay Hillstead from Utah State. They just loaded up on quarterbacks.
A bunch of average or below average ones.
I like Bourget. And Jerry Buchanan's been in college 30 years. So look, maybe he's the next Michael Penix. Maybe he's the eighth pick of the draft next year. They're 4-4 all time. So it's dead even. They've been playing since the 70s. This Colorado Baylor's been playing since the '50s, and they used to be in the same conference. I think it adds a little more pizzazz than this one. But I still like that. I still like this game. I think it matters a lot, and I got no idea. I would favor, you know, we favor K-State to probably play in the Big 12 championship according to those odds. I think it's a really tough spot for them to win, though.
I'm trying to find the win total all time between these two teams.
4-4 against each other.
No, between where they stand on the all-time win. Which program would you say is a more...
Before Bill Snyder, BYU was certainly, but since Bill Snyder, I think Kansas State's been more established.
And I will say this also is a very good sandwich spot because before this game, Kansas State plays Arizona, and after they play Oklahoma State.
Woo! So three games there.
That's a sandwich spot.
Yeah. Patty, see your thoughts on this one.
I mean, it is a little dangerous. We mentioned who do we say? Oklahoma State, Utah, and obviously Kansas State. I would think would be even higher on my
Avery
list.
They got Avery Johnson. What you gotta do is you gotta make shots. All right. He has been, and you know, Dylan Edwards, the running back from Colorado, just transferred to Kansas State.
They're always gonna be brilliant, very good. You know, I think it's a pretty, even when they have like an off year and they're like 6-6, like they're still a threat to take down a big team. Kansas State.
Like I said, Patty, sorry to cut you off. Kansas State is tied with Utah +350, best odds to win the Big 12. You know who's last? BYU +12,000.
You know they're going to take it personally.
Last
BYU super trap last?
Game. No,
yeah, BYU that's ridiculous. Will bounce
back. I actually think last year's team they just whiffed on the quarterback. If you watch those games, they had no quarterback play.
Jaren Hall was gone
two years ago. They had Slovis and he got injured.
Yeah.
So
for a conference that we think is wide open, there are some juicy odds to win the Big 12. If you think they can beat Utah or Kansas State or somebody. And I mean, we've said Oklahoma State, West Virginia, BYU at +12,000.
Yeah, take it. Yeah, take that.
It's worth a sprinkle. It really is. I would even say like you go back. I mean, I don't know. I'm pulling it up right now. Their schedule. But they were in that Kansas game. That's the first one I think of. Was they were in that?
They were in the Oklahoma game. Oklahoma visited them very late in the year.
They had such shitty quarterback play. That's what I'm saying. It killed them. They beat Arkansas at Arkansas. Yeah, this was their losses. I mean, they did get their ass whooped, like for a decent stretch there against
Cincinnati.
TCU,
did
Texas,
hand them that game too. That was fucking terrible.
Dude, all you gotta do is look at BYU's last two games.
Yeah, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
Yeah, double overtime at Oklahoma State, the team that was in the Big 12 championship game. Granted, I didn't think they didn't need to win that game. I think it was kind of a game where Oklahoma State might have already clinched.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Right. Yeah,
maybe.
Right. Yeah.
But then even Oklahoma, they lose by 7. I mean, yeah, that tells you that they are not too far off.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I like it. I think it's played correctly. It jumps. I'm drinking. It jumps over to me. And as much as I want to take you to, there is a couple of intriguing games. I'm taking you to Auburn, Alabama. I like this matchup because, well, first, some of these games have been fucking chaotic. If you remember that bullshit time where Bo Nix spikes the ball and it's a fumble, and because the refs ruled it incomplete, it didn't count.
Yeah, and Auburn
and
got
Auburn
away with
ends
the win.
Up winning.
Was that against Arkansas?
In this game.
Oh yeah.
Well, then also this. Do you guys know the history of Road Rash Face Bobby Petrino at Auburn?
Enlighten us.
Well, he was the OC, and he went behind the back of Tommy Tuberville and tried to get the head coaching job.
Road rash face went behind someone's back.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. I think it's there's something about this game that I actually like. It's, I know, like if you ask me, Colby, what are your favorite SEC matchups? You'll say, hey, Iron Bowl is number one, or Bama LSU. And, you know, obviously now that Texas and Oklahoma is in there, or Texas A&M. But like, if you ask me, like, what is the underrated one that no one, I'm like Auburn and Arkansas. There's something about this game that is fun. Sam Pulled Pork Pittman.
No. XFL Jim's buddy.
Oh, Chase Sessoms.
Chase Sessoms.
The Wolf of Oakland.
Subscribe to the Notorious OTB podcast for horse racing.
Great man, Chase. has told us that, you know, I don't know if it's secretly or outwardly that
this is the game that
Auburn gets under Arkansas's fan skins more than any other team.
Yeah, there's something about them, and that's what makes the game
fun. Can I tell you why? Maybe
why?
So in the last eight games, Auburn 7-1. There was the one Arkansas win, and then there was the 1 2-point win by Auburn.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Where he kicks the field goal.
Right.
So he spikes the ball, which he threw it behind him, and Arkansas recovers it. End of the game. But because the refs blew it as an incomplete pass, they couldn't overturn it.
They just line up.
So then they got the field goal and they win.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
one of the worst crimes.
But the other six out of the last eight have been Auburn wins by 38, 15, 51, 31, 32, and 53 points. These haven't even been good Auburn teams.
Some of that has been Chad Morris effect, though. They were so bad with him and John L. Smith, right? True. But if you go back to the Houston Nutt era, they were grabbing some wins. So
you gotta go back a little bit there. Lately, Auburn has dominated the series, and like I said, this hasn't even really been good Auburn teams.
That's true. That is ridiculous. Arkansas is a better team than that. Maybe Alabama just has, or Auburn rather, just has their number.
It's a why is it a fun game though? You guys, do you feel the same way?
Second
to me?
Like, rate this is rivalries.
It's a fun second rate rivalries
are the most fun to me. You know, they get the least press, but there's the most bad
blood. It seems like Nick doesn't like it as much as us.
I find it hard on a busy Saturday to tune in that much of this game.
I gotta watch this. This is
because these
fun.
Are two middling programs.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what makes them fun. They're trying to get there, and each other is in each other's way.
Yeah, you know? And they hate each other. There's anytime you have hate and animosity towards the other fan base, it makes it good. So there's that.
And they're a bunch of rednecks.
Yeah. All right. Before I jump back to you, Patty C, I want to tell the folks out there that the College Football Experience is brought to you by Naira. Yes, bet the run for the roses with Naira Bet. Score big on the Kentucky Derby with a double dose of rewards. Sign up today for a free $25 bet and a $200 deposit bonus with the promo code SGPN25. Join now to claim your $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus at NairaBets.com/SGPN25. Catch all the Triple Crown action on America's Day at the Races. Join now to claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus at NairaBets.com/SGPN25. All right, we are back. Here we go. Patty C, you're on the clock. Where are you going?
I'm going to catch criticism with whatever game I choose here, I feel like, unless I have some genius pick that you guys somehow like. But I'm going to go with the game that is a little compelling to me, mainly because I don't think these states, these powerhouse states, play each other that often. We have Cal going to Florida State in an ACC matchup. Ridiculous, but I think Cal has a little potential, you know, under the radar to give Florida State some trouble.
I will say I was thinking about this game, and I do find it absolutely ridiculous that they're in the same conference.
Yeah,
they've never played, but I did think in my head, I was like, you know, if we're forecasting, you know, like, where would you put this at? Like, as far as Cal, like, when you think about Florida State playing the rest of the ACC, not including the new teams, right? You say, I don't get excited for Wake Forest, Florida State. I don't get excited for I know Clawson had a decent stretch there beating them, but it still doesn't hit as like, oh, right.
Most of the ACC.
This is like an NC State, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Cal's like on the NC State level of like, they could win that game.
Yeah.
I think NC State's above Cal's level. Cal has been 500 forever.
But to me, they passed the test in the big games. Like,
they
won at Ole Miss. I just talked about. They won at North Carolina. They won. So like, they kind of show up in Auburn big games. They should have beat Auburn last year. They're weird. And I almost think the Pac-12 North, them getting out of the Pac-12 North, is very promising for the Cal.
Yeah, I almost guarantee you they give Florida State a hard time.
It's a weird matchup.
It's uniform porn.
NC Nick doesn't like it, I don't think, as an ACC guy.
No, I think this is well played because I do think it's an intriguing matchup. It's Cal's first ever matchup in the ACC. So they're not exactly easing their way into the conference. I mean, the first one ever is at Florida State, the defending champion, defending undefeated team. I will say undefeated.
Didn't they play at Auburn the week before, too? Or was that 2 weeks before?
It might have been last week.
Yeah.
You're right. They're giving them the SEC treatment toward their new schools.
Yeah. So at Auburn is, but they have San Diego State at home before that. So a tough little stretch here.
Yeah.
So Cal is at Auburn, San Diego State, then at Florida State. Damn. I think it's an interesting game because we want to see what Florida State looks like this year. We want to see Cal and what they look like in the ACC. It's not USC, Michigan or Tennessee, Oklahoma.
Where would you put Cal as far as like the most physical teams in the ACC? It's like Clemson and Florida State would be like the two physical teams you think of, yeah. Right?
But in terms of brand, Cal's probably one of the more physical brands.
Under Wilcox, they've been like a power run team for the most part.
Right.
So it's like the NC State level,
Virginia Tech level.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating to watch this game. I think it's correctly played.
Yeah, I agree.
NC Nick, it jumps to you.
Fuck it. If we're going to stay in the ACC, Patty C made fun of the game earlier, but Georgia Tech Louisville was actually a pretty entertaining game in the Friday night week one season opener a year ago. We saw Georgia Tech went up early. You know, they were up 28-13 at the half.
I do recall you guys talking some shit in the text messages to me.
We were.
Because you know, I had the Louisville future, but it's still, you know, they did make it to the ACC championship. So, you know.
And look, sleep on Georgia Tech all you want. People still don't respect them, but they finished fourth in the ACC last year. They whipped UCF in the bowl game. You know, people don't want to give them credit for that. So I think Georgia Tech Louisville is a pretty intriguing game here. I think both teams are pretty damn good.
How have they only played three times? That's crazy.
That is interesting.
But
Coastal versus Atlantic.
So I'm just talking about even like the geographically, like in the non-con, even when they were in the CUSA or something. I don't know. This is a snooze fest to me a little bit, but you know, if key, like, do you believe Georgia Tech's actually good, or do you think that was just the schedule aligned? Cause remember that Miami game where Cristobal gave them a win. Like, do you believe they're good?
Georgia Tech strikes me as a very typical ACC team. Like UVA, you know, can lay a lemon and then beat North Carolina, you know, and kind of dominate.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely had, they're, you know, they lost to Bowling Green at home, you know, but at the same time, they beat Miami, they beat North Carolina, they beat UCF by 13 in the bowl game. I mean, what more do you want? You know, high variance, yes, but if they're playing good, and especially Haynes King, another year in that system, another year for the coach, what's his name?
Brent Key. Yeah.
I think Georgia Tech is quietly going underneath the radar. For him to finish fourth in the ACC in his first full year, that's a success. And I think they can build on their on what they did last year and be a kind of a surprise team this year.
All right. You're selling it a little bit.
Georgia Tech. I was looking at some random article about the scores of like public Ivies, you know, cause obviously what's going on at Columbia, Harvard, Yale, you know, people are less.
UCLA.
UCLA. They're one of the public Ivies, but people are looking for other schools, you know, those things aren't happening. And if you want a super elite academic school, Georgia Tech is that. And I've heard that. But looking at the numbers, like, holy shit, like the average SAT is like 1500 at Georgia Tech. It is a fucking elite academic school. So it makes it a typical ACC school with its limitations, but it's still in Atlanta. There's still a shit ton of talent in Georgia. I think Georgia's what, the fourth most talented state. Yeah. It's an interesting school, and it probably does have some high potential if they put it all together.
All right. I just feel like you guys are just loading me up with, should I play it here? I'll play it. Okay. I'll play it. I'm taking you to, I'm taking you to Minneapolis.
Oh, good play. Good fucking play.
Look, last year Iowa got robbed. Iowa should have been in the playoffs.
All right. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Cooper DeJean got robbed. This is a rivalry. All right. It goes back to 1891. 118 games this will be. So get the shit out of here. Like, Iowa has owned them. In Minneapolis, how about this? They have won four straight in Minneapolis, five of six in Minneapolis. Ferentz don't, and you know he's ticked off after last year's 12-10 win.
Well,
by
you know
Minnesota.
What also should piss him off is that PJ Fleck was just so cocky and smug, like, oh, yeah. You know, it's just the rules, obviously.
Yeah.
No one on the fucking Minnesota team, I don't even think Fleck himself understood that there was a flag the play.
Even the rules after.
What's he supposed to say? We shouldn't have won. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. You take it any way you can get it.
Still, he was very smug about his answer.
He's smug about everything.
You that's know, true. Ferentz that's he's got this PJ one Fleck. Circled. That's he's true. Going in there. They got rid of the Greek rifle. They're going to get their ass whooped in a classic. I'm calling for this. Iowa 15, Minnesota 9.
Just a whooping. That is an Iowa ass whooping.
Yeah, right there. 15-9, getting it done.
Still one possession, but
Patty, see your thoughts.
An ass whooping.
Your thoughts on my play?
No, it's lovely. I wanted to play this one early, and look, there's just something about this.
Great about difference.
Yeah,
I hate people that say they want everyone to be running air raid. This game's awesome.
It is beautiful.
Appreciate what it is,
and this is Big Ten football at its core. You know, yeah. Michigan and Ohio State, I don't even think they represent Big Ten football anymore. They are a national brand. There's nothing regional about them. They get all their players from Florida, California, all over the place. Yeah. Minnesota and Iowa are still what Big Ten football was built on. It's beautiful.
Nick's a hater. He hates the Big Ten West.
Oh, you know I hate the Big Ten West. I know the Big Ten West doesn't exist anymore, but in my mind, this is Big Ten West football. But in all honestly, it probably deserves to be played right around here. I mean, look, I had money on Iowa last year in this game. So that bullshit call hurts me personally and in my pocketbook. Am I going to watch much of it? Probably not. But if it's close, you turn it on towards the end, see what's going on. Because it's, I mean, what are you going to miss? You're going to miss a bunch of three and outs.
Well, let's be honest.
Great punting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold your tongue. Bite your tongue.
I was punted like drops it on the 1 yard line every fucking time. It's one of the greatest. I actually think it's probably the most entertaining, top 10 most entertaining things to watch each year. Yeah. Iowa's punter. Yeah. All right.
You don't have a sense of humor if you don't enjoy Iowa football. Let's go, Nick. Come on. Let's be honest though. PJ Fleck and Minnesota were pretty good not that long ago. Could they turn around? They were a bowl team last year. Iowa obviously 10.
They were a 5-win bowl team last year though. They won that six
they
game
won
in
the six
bowl.
Game in the bowl. Yeah. Okay. Either way, I still think Minnesota under Fleck has some serious potential. And I think Iowa with a harder schedule.
Can Iowa Iowa can get to the 12 team playoff. You laugh at this shit, but look at their schedule. We pulled it up the other day.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Ohio State's the only for sure loss on that schedule. Cause they go to Columbus, but every other game after that is winnable.
Iowa's schedule.
Yeah, Iowa.
Oh, I think this game actually could have a little bit of importance. So
yeah,
I like it.
I do think so. I mean, every week, maybe it's time for a new segment. We have the, what the fuck game. We need to a game to nap to.
This is not a nap game.
If you're going to take a nap and miss the second and third quarter of this game, you're not going to miss much.
See, he doesn't get it.
I kind of agree
with Nick.
Solid 90 minute nap.
No,
you turn in for the fourth quarter.
No, this is great because you're going to see great defensive play. All right,
dude. If it's mid second quarter and Iowa's up 6-3, you take a good hour and a half nap. You wake up and Iowa's up 13-10. You don't miss that much.
Yeah.
No, you do.
You're fully informed about everything that's happened.
A lot of great, you know, defensive plays with a tip pass, strip sacks. You know what I mean? Potentially some great special teams. You know what I mean?
Couple 2 yard gains.
Things that the game was built on.
True.
You know what I mean? Not this bullshit now. Everyone's running. You know, all these fucking bullshit rules. You can't crack back block bullshit. You know what I mean? Iowa, Minnesota is to me, it deserves to be played. It's football.
A rite of fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Patty C, you're on the clock. And Weehawk, Iowa's punter, the only punter drafted, by the way. So, talk your shit. Let's go.
That's right.
He's got his reps in.
Where are you going, buddy?
Couple games to pick from, but a game I might catch flag from you guys on. I'm going to go to Blacksburg, where the Rutgers Scarlet Knights are visiting Tech Hokies. The Virginia Tech
that old
Hokies.
Big East matchup.
That's right. Hokies are a lot of teams' closet dark horse favorite to be an ACC contender. Meanwhile, Shiano's been building it in Piscataway for a while.
They've been playing since 1920. 1920.
Rutgers got them last year. Blacksburg's a different situation.
They averaged over 7 yards a rush on them last year. Oof.
Yeah, they did whoop their ass. I think Virginia Tech gets revenge, and I expect the environment to be lit because I think Virginia Tech's schedule is easy. It's going to be a fun game to watch a little bit.
NC Nick.
Maybe.
No, NC Nick. you won't find any disagreement from me. I think Patty's played two solid games in a row here. I think this game belongs in this mix because the hype around Virginia Tech, the revenge angle, it's a solid game.
This is the Kramer Bowl. He left New Jersey to go to Blacksburg.
Conflicted. That's right. Conflicted Kramer Bowl.
Rutgers at Virginia Tech, I guess. I think there's better out there, but hey, these are probably going to be, I don't know, if Rutgers, are they going to be a bowl team? I don't fucking know.
I don't know if they're starting the Greek pellet gun. I don't know.
Yeah, you're taking the athletic. You're Shiano's saying, hey, let's not have an athletic quarterback. I don't know about this year for Rutgers.
Wait, like, let's be more like Iowa. Rutgers was Iowa last year.
Can we get Deacon Hill in the portal?
Listen, he might be onto something because without Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan in the division, he can take the Iowa route to a fucking 10-win season every year. Maybe Rutgers is about to come. By the way, Rutgers basketball, two of the top four prospects in the country.
Michael, getting it done.
What the fuck is going on there?
Let's go. They got the new Baylor. They got that Danny DeVito money, man.
I guess so.
Okay. It jumps back to Dundee. And you know, I'm taking you to, I hit on this game last week. I told you there's something cool about desert football.
Gotta love it.
Arizona State at Texas Tech. I think it's compelling. I know NC Nick hates this game.
What?
I think it's too. I
don't hate it. I just don't care about it.
But it's desert football. Like it's just, it's not. See, if they were playing Baylor, I would say, yeah, it's boring. Arizona State Baylor would be more boring. Like Arizona State Texas Tech.
This is awesome.
I think it's great.
Because the Arizona, they have been a brand of desert football that hasn't matched up with the Pac-12 on any level. USC and UCLA are California coastline football. Desert football, Arizona State is, and so is Texas Tech. This is like the first time two.
And they could be eventual rivals, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like
I like
down,
it.
Down the road.
Dude, don't compare Lubbock and Tempe though.
What do you mean?
Like culture wise, they're not alike at all.
No, I'm just saying they're both in the fucking desert, and that's where it
ends.
Well, it's just like a style of
football. They're not similar where like a rivalry could be born. Granted, they might have dry, they might not have a whole lot of rain in either university, but that's the end of their similarities. Well,
that's what I like about Arizona State and Arizona coming into the Big 12 is getting, or you know, not only the Big 12, but I'm saying getting them against Texas Tech to me every year, those three, I think could really develop something. I also, we touched on this. I said, I like Southern Utah. They're playing at UTEP. I like the desert teams.
I kind of disagree with what Nick's saying. I think that, you know, desert football, maybe because these teams have been in different conferences and haven't played each other, doesn't have an identity. And maybe I'm just full of shit right now, but I feel like there is something a little bit different. Teams go down to Tempe and fucking lose.
That's true. Big Ten, I think,
they're playing a different brand.
The Big Ten has never won in Tempe. They've been like, look at that. They're like 0-15 in Tempe.
And Lubbock is like notorious. They're probably
distracted with all the plastic and silicon.
That's what I'm saying. You know, but might be onto something. You go down there. It's just it's a tumbleweed bowl. This is a tumbleweed bowl. It's gonna be great. I like it.
I'm not gonna criticize.
This is better than Louisville, Georgia Tech.
No, it's not.
Oh my God.
Similar.
I just told you Louisville, Georgia Tech were two top four teams in their conference. Arizona State, especially with the recent transfers out, they may not be very good at all. And Texas Tech is like, you know,
I watched the NFL draft. I saw the 30 players for Arizona State that transferred out of Arizona State.
That got drafted.
All right. Including the number two pick of the draft. Arizona State's always talented. You know who's not? Georgia Tech. They're not always talented.
Like Weehawk says, there's only 728 miles from Lubbock to Tempe. Okay, so good luck creating that, you know, regional rivalry.
No, I like it. I want them to get New Mexico and New Mexico State involved too. I want that to be
Nick all never right watched there. Friday Night Lights. You know, the long caravan of traveling cars from one location. Yeah. That's part of Southwest football, baby.
You go there. Come. I'm telling you, they're gonna do peyote on the fucking. They can come into town, you know, do it on Thursday.
maybe if back in the day I moved out to California with y'all, maybe I would appreciate it more. But from my point of view, it's a very I don't care about this game whatsoever. Right.
We're polishing it up a little bit, but no, there's some potential down the
honestly,
road.
Honestly, my eyes lit up when they joined. I was like, Arizona and there's Arizona something cool State there. Playing in Lubbock, and then them backwards, playing in Tucson or Tempe, both of them.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun every time.
I like
it's gonna
it.
Be fun every time.
Does zero for me.
This guy hates the desert. Yeah. Who knew?
East Coast.
You
Nick.
won't see NC Nick at Burning Man.
no, you won't.
NC Nick, where are you taking it? Or no, Patty C, where are you taking us? Right.
Who's turn?
No. It's
did I just go ahead and
I think you skipped Nick. So Nick, sorry, you're on the clock.
Son of a bitch. Well, you know what? Fuck you. I'm taking an ACC game. There I'm taking a weekday game.
Oh right? My God! No, no.
I'm ACC Nick. No, and I'm
not this
Nick.
One. Not no, this
Stanford
one.
At Syracuse. Granted, it's not the sexiest game in the world. If it was on Saturday, I wouldn't watch it whatsoever. But it's a Friday night game. It's Stanford's first ever ACC game. First ever matchup
this
between these schools.
This game sucks, dude. I'm insulted they put this on television.
Let me see what the new coach for the Orange looks like at home. And let me see what Stanford looks like in a new conference. Because I think they have a pretty high ceiling in a couple years or so.
Well, let me
Granted,
tell you what.
I should not mention Weehawk 728 miles from Lubbock to Tempe because this one is greater than that.
About this is probably the biggest in the
geographically far
in the nation
for a
right?
game that doesn't involve Hawaii as you can get.
Stanford, Friday night, baby.
Syracuse. I will say this.
Sucks. They never
I didn't know what to expect from Dan Lanning. He just seemed like the beneficiary of Georgia talent, but he is a fucking good coach, in my opinion, from what I've seen.
I would agree.
And the guy that just went from Georgia up to Syracuse, I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Fran Brown.
Maybe there is some serious coaching chops.
Well, he did bring in a bunch of Bama and Georgia guys. So.
And they're infusing
and Ohio
talent.
State, Kyle Honda McCord.
Yeah, that's a great pickup.
Yeah.
He was a great nickname. Honda McCord, that's right. He was not that bad at Ohio State.
Apparently, he was
not good either.
Wasn't that good, but it wasn't that bad.
He was given the keys to a fucking Lexus, a Corvette.
True.
And
yeah. Kind of drove it off a cliff a little bit. I know what, but 11-1, didn't they go? I mean, maybe what? Yeah, they were 11-1. So. They lost. Yeah. It's not like he was a terrible fucking quarterback. And then Stanford, I think Troy Taylor could improve that team. I'm getting drunk over here. look, again, Nick sees Stanford in the ACC, and all of a sudden they're a fucking super compelling team. If Stanford was still in the Pac-12, this would have never made
a fucking
list for Nick.
He's so
it's by itself on a Friday night. I still have weekday Nick here. Okay,
yeah, that's true. That is a confounding factor there.
I'm hoping they put another Friday night game on because I mean, look, we'll keep this on the TV, but it's in the dome. There's something horrible about watching games in that filthy fucking dome. Bring back Archibald Field.
By the way, there's not that many great games left either. Yeah,
little detail there too.
There's a couple out there that are interesting. All right, Patty C. Now it goes to you.
Oh gosh, I mean, these are shit games.
There's another. Well, I'll let you get to it.
Dude, I'm going to play an FCS game.
What? What are you talking about?
Play UVA.
Yeah, let me play UVA. UVA at Coastal Carolina.
Because they're going to lose.
Talk about culture clash.
Fucking.
The guy who created Hooters.
Pop collars against mullets here.
Oh, this is great. This is great.
Did you guys see my tweet from last year when I said Jamie Chadwell, a picture of him at Coastal Carolina and a picture of him at Liberty? And I said, this is what happens when you move from Myrtle Beach to what's the town Liberty's in?
Lynchburg.
Yeah. That's that.
Did like the comb over.
Yeah. If I could pat myself on my own back, that was a hell of a tweet.
That is nice.
That was.
I'll say this. His time at Lynchburg may not be grooming him for a UVA job from a culture standpoint, but from a physical appearance standpoint, you know,
he shaved the mullet.
He looks ready for a UVA job right now. And if UVA loses this game to Coastal Carolina, you might see Jamie Chadwell, you know, getting a phone call.
I actually think, call me crazy, I actually think Liberty's a better job than Virginia.
That's not that crazy.
This is great though. Can you picture these little, UVA doesn't have roadies, or they would, you know, they won't come down to Conway. There's no way they're coming down to Myrtle Beach.
No.
They're losing this game, dude.
They're probably going to lose.
They're going to lose this game.
If anybody from UVA goes to the beaches in North Carolina, they go to the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
They don't come down to South Carolina.
Head. If they do, they go to like Hilton Head.
Yeah. True. Yeah. One of the other.
Not anywhere in between. They're not into the putt-putt.
I like Myrtle. Myrtle's like ECU at the beach, right? they're going to get fucked up. They're gonna get fucked up. Teal Turf's gonna get that dub. I like the game played there. NC Naked jumps back to you, buddy. I hopped ahead of you last time. So
all right, man. Let's just keep it in that same theme here. Duke at Middle Tennessee.
Johnny Red.
Jeez, this week both sucks.
Both teams have new coaches. You always like to see a P4 out of G5 because you think upset potential. And last week it was the Big 12 playing all these G5 opponents on the road. This year, not quite as much, but the ACC has three of them. Let me know, guys, how many games do the ACC drop? You got Duke at Middle Tennessee, UVA at Coastal, Miami at USF.
This one's huge.
I say ACC goes 2-1.
I think they're probably like, well, this is the thing. Them getting Murphy. Like, who the fuck? I have no idea what Derek Mason's doing at Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I think Duke's like, I would have to favor Duke. Yeah, by a decent amount.
Yeah.
But I definitely think Coastal's winning.
Yeah.
UVA was better than you thought last year, Colby.
Get this Virginia bullshit.
They got decent quarterbacks coming back.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm leaning Coastal here.
And Colby was hating on the Tim Beck hire.
Yeah, but still, look, that this you got to go down there. That, like, they're gonna feel uncomfortable the whole trip. Be staying at the fucking Ramada Inn down there. You know what I mean? Like it.
This is the type of game UVA
used condoms on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Anyway. I Duke Middle Tennessee. Duke has a 1-0 all time lead. They should play more often. All right. Why? I like any game.
It's a random game. It's
any game of Johnny Red Floyd. I wish the ACC would make a deal saying we'll play one game of Johnny Red every year. All right. I've been to that stadium. I love Murfreesboro. Let's go. All right. All right. Now it jumps to me and I've had enough of this nonsense with you guys hating on my games. You know, the Big Ten might've ruined the Pac-12. But Oregon State's going to ruin Purdue's chances here at a bowl. All right. Because Purdue's heading to Corvallis. Get the fuck out of here with this. Oregon State, the chainsaw will be rocking. Reeser Stadium will be rocking. They finished everything. Purdue at Oregon State. Come on, Beavs. Let's get this done.
That's a solid play.
This is one that just needs to happen. And this, the win needs to happen. They need to have these wins. Can you imagine if Oregon? I mean, I don't think Oregon State's going to be able to beat Oregon because they lost everybody. But wouldn't it be great if they knocked off Oregon and Purdue
2-0 against the Big Ten? Yeah.
NC Nick, are you a fan of this game? They've been playing this one since the '60s because this, and it's 1-1 all time.
Well, it's the return game from the 2021 game where Purdue won at home 30-21. But obviously, a lot has happened in 3 years. So what, Oregon State had Oregon the week before. Now they have Purdue at home.
Yeah.
Tough stretch.
I think they could win this one. Who knows what the hell Purdue looks like this year. So it's a decent game. I have a feeling this is going to be a late kick. I probably won't watch it, but
anytime you get a game in Reeser, it's good.
I thought you were going to mention the game that Weehawks says in the chat here. It's a previous Big Ten West game still floating out there, you know, but somebody should probably play that one too, even though it probably won't be me.
I think this game's better than that because how many more times is a Power Five going to go into Corvallis?
It's true.
I mean, yeah, that's true. They had a hard enough time going when it was a Power Five.
That's why
you
got to appreciate it. You got to appreciate it.
Oregon State going to take, I think they do get the win here, obviously, and make a statement, but DJU Martinez not walking through that door.
I wouldn't say obviously. I think it's a game. Who knows what Oregon State is going to look like?
Yeah,
they just lost so much. Even you add Martinez to the mix now. But all right, folks, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting a higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and much, much more, and make entries of all basketball. Or you can mix and match across other sports. I always think that's so great about them. You can win up to 100 times the amount of money you enter, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog's available in 30 plus states, including California and Texas, and all of Canada can jump in on the fun too. So what are you doing? Make sure you sign up and sign up with the promo code TCESGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code TCESGPN. All right, we are back. Who's on the clock here?
I believe I am.
Yeah. Where are you taking us, buddy?
And I will play the game. Just mentioned, was it Weehawk?
How shitty is that Northwestern Washington game, by the way?
It's tough. Shitty.
I mean, the fact that that is number two on the win or tie.
That's what I was talking about when I said, like, yes, they give us USC Michigan, but like Stanford and Syracuse. Yeah. And what was the other one?
Northwestern Washington.
Yeah, Northwestern Washington
combined for 22 wins last year.
Still sucks. It makes those are fall
on average two 11 win teams. One of them was in the national championship. And yes, I agree with you. The game.
I have zero. Like, that's honestly, I think I would rank that one of the worst games to watch out of the whole.
And to Coley's point last week, this one has like a very like 10 PM Eastern time kick to it.
Yeah.
I bet you this one is not prime time. I bet you it's late.
This is who they fuck over. They fuck over Northwestern.
Yeah.
But Michigan, when Michigan plays at USC or UCLA, it'll be an early game.
It'll be at 3 p.m. East
there is Coast. A good mid-major game out there. And there's
hold
a little.
On, hold on. I think Patty C was about to take Illini, I made the Nebraska. Play.
Wait. Illini, Nebraska? No, I'm taking the game. I think Weehawk just said Ohio going to Kentucky.
Woo!
Right? Oh,
that was the other guy. That was Timothy Green.
Timothy Green. 10-3 Ohio. Pretty solid, and Kentucky Stoops largely leaning on Ohio talent to build his, I guess, winning culture.
They schedule the shitty teams in the MAC. Now you could say this is one of the better teams in the MAC. I just did like a deep dive.
I guess there's nothing really compelling on a larger scale about
Ohio's whole team left. I touched on Jacoby Jones leaving for UCF.
Real work.
Best two defensive linemen. One of them, a four-star transfer, just went to Colorado. They lost. Who was it? They lost another defensive lineman. They lost, I think, their tight end to Ohio State. Like, they got fucking annihilated in the portal. But still, Ohio, you know,
consecutive 10 wins.
Reload,
seasons.
Baby.
That's right.
There you go, Tim Albin. I know that's your MAC school, Nick.
That's right. Go Bobcats.
Your thoughts on this one, Nick?
Look, I mean, Kentucky's played MAC schools close. Granted, you would like to see Ohio from last year or the year before with the more intact roster. So maybe it won't be all that close, but Kentucky's kind of reloading too, especially at quarterback and some other positions. So it has potential. Put it this way. I might take Ohio in the points. Okay.
The all-time series is 4-2 like
in Kentucky's favor.
Yeah. But, and they're 1-1 in their last two. They've never played outside of Lexington, of course. So Ohio has two wins in Lexington by double digits.
Less than 3.5
hours. Both by double
apart.
Digits. Let's go. All right. I'm starting to buy it more and more. Okay.
It's a decent game. What do you got?
NC Nick, where are you taking us?
You know what? Let's go back to G5 versus G5. If I told you one team in the last 3 years has 26 total wins and they're playing another team that has 27 total wins in the last 3 years,
it's in Kentucky. It's staying in Kentucky. You're staying in Kentucky.
Exactly. The bluegrass state. Toledo at Western Kentucky.
I do like this game.
Prime candidate to please play on a weekday. Move this game up. But it's a great G5 matchup.
And remember, they almost left for the MAC. Remember, but Middle Tennessee nixed it. They've never played. How have they never played? Come on. Ohio touches Kentucky, Patty. See, we got a border battle.
Border battle. G5. Conference USA versus MAC border battle?
Yeah.
I like it.
Could be a future MAC battle.
There you go.
I love this game. I can't believe they haven't played, though. That's crazy to me. So
Wait, if Western Kentucky, I know they're, it's been a couple of years since I really dove in on them. I know they were throwing the ball around like crazy.
They're still doing
still
it.
Still are.
Okay. And Toledo has always had a pretty high paced offense. If nothing else, you're going to tune in and see some fireworks.
I like it. I like it. And I think it's decently played here. I think it's decently played. There's a lot I like out there on the board. I will push back, guys. You know,
what pick is this?
This is Colby's second to last pick, and then we all have our last pick.
Well, we are going to one that is 115 years old. Yeah, sleeping on a little in-state battle. Tulane heading to Lafayette, Louisiana, to take on the Raging Cajuns.
I like it.
All right.
And look, last time they played, 2018. How the fuck has it been? Like, they should play every year. Let's be honest. All right. They played in a bowl game in 2018. Tulane did get the best of them. Willie Fritz and then won by 17. The game before that, though, was 4 overtime thriller in 2016, where Tulane won by 2. But prior to that, they're 2-2 in their last 4. But you know, Tulane does have a 15 win all time lead in the series. I like this game on the schedule. You put this on Thursday, you put this on Friday night, this destroys NC Knicks Syracuse game. All right. I love this game, actually. They should play this every fucking year. I know they're in other conferences, but who cares? Play this. Look, I know Louisiana likes to end the season with ULM. I like it like that. End the season with ULM. Give me this on Halloween every year. Tulane at Louisiana.
I like it.
Louisiana at Tulane. Let's go. Patty,
Lafayette,
thoughts.
Southern Louisiana as well, as is obviously Tulane in New Orleans, 2 hours and 8 minutes apart.
This is a beautiful game
by Google Maps right now.
Hell yeah, let's go!
And let me tell you, this stadium gets underrated lit. Cajun Field gets underrated lit, and this game specifically, I bet, is going to be super lit.
Yeah, I mean, obviously LSU is the beating heart of Louisiana football, but these two are probably competing for that number two spot. And as far as like regional aspects of, I think LSU is pretty reliant on in-state talent still, but so they're not going to give that crown up, but I still think both of these teams are very, very Louisiana-esque. Cajuns, obviously.
I love this game.
Tulane, dude, with their New Orleans swagger. Maybe.
And also if there's the top 10 coaches, like being on the hot seat, Daysor Moe is one of them. So there's one more reason why.
If he goes six, you know, he played at Louisiana, so they might have a longer leash. So if he even goes 6-6 and underachieves this year, you win this game, they might say, hey, let's give him another year.
Yeah, this could buy him a little time. It could be if he gets it together. What is this, year three for him?
I think it's 4.
Is it year 4?
I think it's 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
If he finally gets it together
No, it's 3.
Is it
Napier? Because Napier's in year 3, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So year 3, maybe it clicks for him, and then Tulane losing Pratt, losing Willie Fritz. Maybe their ships passing each other.
Woo, I like
and,
that.
And we could have a really good matchup here.
Let's go. NC Nick, Patty C, you are back on the clock.
Oh, boy.
You have to play your Bearcats, right?
Wait, who are they playing at? It's just so far down the list that I didn't even look at it.
What are you talking about?
Well, it was classic a couple years ago when they were in the AAC.
Houston at Cincinnati, buddy.
That's a good game.
It is a good game.
It was a couple years ago.
I'm not playing it though.
He's so out. Remember how hyped he was last year? Said the program will be fine. The program is going to be fine, guys.
I'm just disgusted. I'm disgusted with it. I can't lie to myself. I've watched it.
There's a Power 5 matchup in Chestnut Hill that has NC Nick delighted, I'm sure.
I'm going with an FCS. You know, that is a good matchup. But for my last play, well, are we allowed to play an FCS versus FBS for an FCS?
Sure.
Play whatever the fuck you want.
I'll save that one then. Yeah, fuck it. Bearcats versus the Cougars. I think both of these teams need this to go bowling. Both of these teams need to like reestablish themselves as legit. Both of these teams have won 11 games within the past, what, 2 or 3 years? So they're not maybe completely. Maybe just the move to the Big 12 was really painful, but maybe year 2 is a lot better. We'll see.
I like it. Houston at Cincinnati. It was a primetime AAC game. I think it could still be good, but I'm Big 12. I'm Big 12 Dundee. They say NC Nick, you're a hater of the Big 12. You excited?
Well,
for this
I mean, it's 4-8 versus 3-9 last year. So it's the equivalent of Virginia versus Wake Forest.
Except they produce talent.
No, not really.
Sam Hartman, by the way, didn't get drafted. So reminder to people like
he's a Notre Dame grad.
But I'm just saying to people like Jaden Delora, who decided to forego his final 2 years of college football. He made $1 million last year at Notre Dame.
Right.
All right. And now he didn't get drafted. And I saw Jaden Delora didn't get drafted. So I think.
His rookie contract that I saw was like $225,000 for Hartman.
Houston, Cincinnati. I think it could be good. I think it could be good. So, NC Nick,
I'm not taking a Illini, Nebraska. I'm not taking Northwestern Washington. Let's have a little bit more fun and say Charlotte at Indiana.
What?
Patty C's old coach.
But that's what's great about
Colby's
this season.
Current coach.
We're trying to keep fans here, people.
Biff Poggi's taking down those pussy JMU Dukes week one, right? He's taking down the Tar Heels, who are going to beat the JMU Dukes. He's taking down Gardner Webb, who's going to beat the JMU Dukes. And then Biff Poggi's going to beat the former JMU. So his excuse was, so if we had Kurt Cignetti, no, Poggi's going to go through all of them. All right, let's go.
Like, maybe nobody else in the country cares, but Charlotte's going to be must watch football almost every week now, just because of this whole, you know, feud between you two.
Yes, they are, dude.
I don't even care about this. It's not a feud between us. It's like just Colby talking mindless shit.
You will after week one. Biff Poggi beats the piss out of JMU. You're going to sit there and say, I hate this Biff Poggi
right now.
Guy.
That is JMU by 3 scores.
Okay.
Let's do it. What do you
done
want to
deal.
Bet?
Done deal.
Three shots.
All right.
Three
done
shots.
Done deal. Done fucking
on
deal.
Fucking air.
You just lost, buddy. You just lost.
21 all points. Right. Is the push.
NC Nick, your thoughts?
I picked the game.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Patty, see your thoughts. I guess he hates it. Yeah,
it's a shitty game. Charlotte.
All right,
Indiana.
Wrap this up, Colby. Right, we got one pick left. What is it?
Let me play my music. What's going on with the spreadsheet, by the way? What was number 27?
I don't know. I fucking blanked on it. Tulane at Louisiana. That's what
it was. Okay. At number 30, look, I mean, get this shit out of here. You want me to play that Nebraska Illinois game, but that's one of these forced fucking games. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And Northwestern Washington might as well not exist. All right. That game sucks too.
What about Florida Mississippi State?
That
still out
is
there.
The one. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Florida at Mississippi State. Every week with Napier's is must watch, because which week will he get fired? Will he get fired? And then, I'm actually going to be rooting for the Gators heavy in this one, because Jeff Lebby and his bullshit offense of the quarterback running up and sliding every fucking play. Go Gators. I hope you get them. But I think this game is, it needs to be played. This should have been played earlier. Let's be honest. Still fun in Stark Vegas. Come on, this place should be rocking.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nick, your thoughts?
It definitely should be played. But rooting for Florida, is that what you just said, Colby? That's crazy. No,
Jeff Lebby to me has destroyed football.
But I want Florida. I think college football is better when Florida is good, because then I can really hate on Florida.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm rooting for Florida. To get
no. You want Florida to lose so they fire their coach and get somebody who can make him good again.
No. Not in this game. Not in this game. Lebby deserves. I mean, Lebby to go 0-12. I want Lebby out of football. All right.
Man. Florida. You're right. Florida they got to get an asshole coach, like Steve Spurrier, Urban Meyer. Florida.
You know, hates Florida
big
State
personality. Ooh. I mean, like, seriously. Oh, there you go.
Anyway, Patty C, you like that game?
It's all right. It's the old, what's his name? Fucking no neck. Who is the coach that is still out there for some reason?
Lou Holtz, no neck.
No, the guy who took Mississippi State to like number two in the nation and then got the
Dan
Florida
Mullen.
This is a Mullen.
Mullen.
Right.
That's all right.
All right. We're out of here almost, but before we do that, we got the Lou Holtz what the fuck game of the week, where it's the worst game. Why is this game on the schedule?
Let's rip these and hit our FCS games.
Well, I don't got the rain man cold, but they're
trying to see you're number
seven,
one.
Six, five.
Penn State, Kent State. I think I saw easy peasy.
They play a lot, by the way. I was doing a deep dive on Penn State's non-con. Why do they play Kent State? So I guess you have Ohio, Pennsylvania, though. At least
Kent State wasn't always that bad, too. I mean, that's a new thing.
Okay, yeah, that's true. The MAC does tend to be very cyclical, but still, the what one win MAC team versus the 10 win Big Ten team. It's going to be stupid.
It's a bad game.
It doesn't need
it's
to be
a bad game.
You just skip the game.
Yeah. All right. NC Nick, it jumps to you on the Lou Holtz. Well, what the fuck game of the week?
Rain man cold, but they're counting down 7-6-5.
Kurt Warner and Diedrich Ward might disagree, but Northern Iowa at Hawaii just seems very, very random. I probably won't tune in for that one.
Well, I actually think Northern Iowa keeps a decent program, though. It could be a decent game. I know. I like this game.
Very, very different cultures.
I like this game. I like this game on the schedule.
This is
I almost drafted this game. Tell you the truth.
The barnhouses of Iowa versus tiki huts of Hawaii.
And it's going to be the midnight kick. So if you're still up, you got
I like
standalone
this game.
I
like this game. Patty, see your thoughts on it? You like it?
It's a fun contrast, but God, yeah, you talk about a game that is random as shit. This qualifies.
Well, mine will go to
I don't get.
Look, until Temple wants to play football in a real stadium where like they don't have to pack. Was it like 100,000? Whatever the fuck that stadium is. at the link. I know Bowling Green at Texas A&M is close to that. That's the Elko Bowl.
That's
coached
really
at both.
Bad.
But I think Utah State at Temple's worse because no one's going to be there. I think Utah State, like if Temple was playing at the MLS stadium,
right.
At least game. Like
let's just put it in the biggest stadium possible.
It's like, hey, you're trying to get Temple fans to the game. What do they care about Utah?
Yeah.
Right. And then like, it's just a stupid game. It's just a stupid game.
Give me an attendance prediction on that
dude,
game.
Dude, that will be that's going to be like a ULF or UFL. I'm
over
sorry.
Under 1,200 fans.
Under.
Under.
Under. Nick, your thoughts on Utah State Temple?
Oh, yeah. It's an awful game that makes no sense. It will be very boring. Agreed.
Bowling Green. I mean, I guess you could say maybe it'd be more like the score will be closer than Bowling Green A&M. But I thought Bowling Green A&M, at least Elko coached at both recently. So it was like, there was a little bit of pizzazz there.
Little something. Bowling Green A&M. That's stretching it. That's stretching it.
All right, let's get to our FCS game of the week.
All right. I'm not going to waste much time. Villanova and Maryland. Villanova, a pretty consistent high level FCS team. Maryland, questionable. Close together, Philadelphia and Maryland. I like it. There's a little culture battle going on here. I don't know what it is. I think Villanova is a little uppity. Maryland's kind of thug.
You know, Delaware's jumping next year to the FBS. Should Villanova jump to the FBS, Patty C?
They should. Yeah. They absolutely should.
Villanova and Delaware, long-time rivals too.
And Philly deserves a good team.
Yeah. NC Nick, your thoughts on Villanova, Maryland?
I know. Look, Philly against DC. I always like that. Sign me up. Little I-95 battle.
Yeah, buddy.
Where are you going with your second pick for FCS game of the week?
Our guy, I think our guy Weehawk mentioned it earlier. Western Carolina at Montana. You got some mountains on the East Coast, got some mountains on the West Coast. Let's do it. Let's fucking mountain football.
This
fuck
is what I'm
desert,
talking
fuck
about.
Fuck desert football. Mountain football.
Amen.
But this is what I'm talking about by saying I call me crazy, guys. Call me, you know, TMZ or I'm sorry, not TMZ, but
Hipster Colby.
Either if this is on at the same time as Northwestern Washington, I think this is way better.
I don't think I would argue with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's way fucking better. So
Western Carolina, though.
They're good.
Can they hang with Montana?
Kerwin Bell balling.
All right.
They're gonna lose to Montana, but I'm saying it'll be a fun game for a little bit. And Montana, Washington Grizzlies awesome.
If Pat Fitzgerald was still coaching Northwestern, I'd push back. But and I guess the dude did pretty well in year one, but still, Northwestern without Pat Fitzgerald is one of the most boring teams.
It's a boring game.
Yeah.
It's just a boring ass game.
Yeah.
All right, folks. That jumps over to Dundee. FCS play. You know, I think Eastern Washington is live. I think Eastern Washington heads to Nevada. You know, I like a little. This is a fun game. This is Eastern Washington's been. I mean, they've been a fucking powerhouse over the years. They have, I think, a few. They beat Washington State 1 year. They beat Colorado 1 year. They have proven that they have big, you know, in big spots against FBS teams. They've beaten them. So Eastern Washington heading into Reno. Is this a future Mountain West game, Patty C?
Could be. Could be. Eastern Washington definitely the type of program that should beat Nevada. I don't know. Nevada has had some good years too.
Idaho went in and won 30-36 last year. So there's no reason why. Yep. There's no reason why Eastern Washington can't do the same.
I like the game on the schedule though. I do.
Yeah. Western football, baby. Yeah,
it's a good game on the schedule.
You know what one we missed though?
What's that?
Holy Cross Yale.
That is a fire game.
That one would have been fun.
A fire game. Yeah. All right, folks, that's our show for this week. We'll be back for the week five preview next week. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Also the FCS College Football Experience. Might have a little guest. I've been in talks with having a guest. He doesn't really, well, we'll see. We'll
All
see.
Right.
But, former coach we might have on there. Someone that built up a program that's still successful today. So you might have a little guest episode. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. Give the guy a follow. Please tell him that Biff Poggi's coming. Say Biff is coming for you.
Hey, anyone out there that wants to do three shots, we can fucking run it. But I need a video of you doing your shots.
NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Go check out his Duke basketball preview or look ahead. You know, we talked on the College Basketball Experience about the Duke Blue Devils and their crazy offseason so far. Check that out. I'm on Twitter at DColeBD. Give me a follow. Check out all the other podcasts, the ULF gambling podcast. UFL gambling podcast. And the CFL Letters. Gambling podcast. Check
Letters
out those.
Are hard.
might have another surprise podcast coming too. In the meantime though, get the SGPN app. Sports Gambling Podcast gonna talk ULF in about 17 minutes. All right. So Sports Gambling Podcast coming up next, folks. Until next time, this is the College Football Experience. You better start thinking about yours. Biff Poggi's coming.